Okay.
Janine has a blank sheet of paper, and I'll put this on the board. You can begin as soon as I get going here. And I'll be putting the English down first, then you give me the Greek, and then I'll put the Greek down and give me the English. It'll be 15 of each, 15 English to Greek and 15 Greek to English. And so on the English to Greek, you just give me the verb form that translates the phrase that I give accurately. And you needn't worry about the accents for grade, but like before, we'll give you a 2-point bonus if all the accents are correct. Okay. Without further ado, let's get started here. Thank you. Is this podium anybody's way for seeing the board?
What was that?
Well, as long as you need, I'll just check with you in a little bit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
get down any information that you do know. In other words, suppose you forgot the meaning of the verb, but you know the person number and tense, and just write down and say, you know, this is a, you might even write down the ending and then say, you know, first person plural, aorist, or something like that. So I'll give you credit for the information that you do have, even if you forgot the meaning of the vocabulary word. So, and then of course, if you get the vocabulary word for the ending, well, I'll give you credit for the vocabulary word breaking down that way. So just try to somehow convey any information that you do know.
Yes?
Okay. Yes. I just do the opposite of what I did up there. How many are finished, by the way? Is anybody finished? Okay. Okay, just a few of you. Go ahead. Form that could be more than one thing, all you need to do is put down one thing that's valid. Be sure to watch your translations of your aspect when you're dealing with your imperfects and your aorist. That number 11 on the first part, where it says we did lead, that'd be equivalent to we led. It's not saying we used to lead, it's saying we led. Okay. That can get ambiguous. Number 11 on the first part, where it says we did lead, that'd be equivalent to we led. It's not saying we used to lead, it's saying we led. Okay. That can get ambiguous. counselor for it. On that number 11 on the first part where it says we did lead, that'd be equivalent to we led. It's not saying we used to lead, it's saying we led. Okay. That can get ambiguous. Thank you. started anyway.
Now, each of these is worth 4 points, which means you're going to have 60 points on the first 15 and 60 on the second 15 for a total of 120 on the whole test. Now, on the first section here, where you should have a Greek word written down, there are 4 points, and score it this way. If the vocabulary is wrong, that's worth 2 points. In other words, if they got the wrong verb, meaning the wrong thing, then take off 2 points for that. And if the endings or the other information is right, they'll still get 2 points on it, even though they got the wrong verb. If the person and number is wrong, in other words, if the very ending itself, the suffix is wrong, if they got first person instead of second person or something like that, that's worth 1 point. So the person and number is worth 1 point. The tense is worth 1 point. If they had imperfect instead of aorist, but the person number and everything within that tense was okay, then take off 1 point for that. It's going to be a job to correct it. You got to know something to correct it. So if questions come up, go ahead and ask them if there's any doubt in your mind. Then if they had a first aorist when it should have been a second aorist and vice versa, that's 1 point off. 1 point for first versus second aorist. And then a half point for any small errors like breathing mark, spelling, one letter wrong or something like that. Just take a half point off for the spelling errors now. We're used to taking 1 point off, but we'll be more merciful this time. We've got so many other things to worry about. Okay, so if a breathing mark's missing, it's half point off. Don't worry about accents, but if the accents are all correct on this first section, when we get done, then give a bonus 2 points. Okay, well, let's start out here and see how far we get. I will believe. Okay, this should be pistuso. I think I'll have to, I'll just erase this. Should be pistuso. Pistuo, we need the future form. We need the sigma, the omega. Accent would be on the syllable. Pistuso. Okay, now if they put a present form instead of a future form, it's 1 point off. If they had pistuo, it's 1 point off. If they had the wrong suffix on here, if they had pistuse or something like that, that'd be 1 point off. If they had a wrong verb, if they said peso or something like that, and got it mixed up with the wrong verb, then take 2 points off for that. But if they had the right ending on it, then give them some credit for that. So just take 2 points for vocabulary if that's all that's wrong. And if everything's wrong, take off 4 points. But you can't lose any more than four. Okay. Number two, they were sending. We want an imperfect form here from meno, or from pempo, excuse me. So that should be epempon. And don't forget the smooth breathing on the augment there. Epempon. That's third person plural imperfect from pempo. Okay, we were leaving. Again, we want an imperfect here. This should be elepomen. We need the epsilon iota here because this is the imperfect form we want. We were leaving. We had the aorist form. What would the aorist form of this be? Elepomen. Only difference would have been the stem there. So make sure that iota is there. If there's no iota there, then take off 1 point for getting the wrong tense. Okay. I had should be eschon, epsilon sigma p open nu, and that's a second aorist from echo. Yes.
If they have echo with an omega ending.
Okay. Well, they just got the wrong tense because they still have the suffix is different, but it is a first person singular suffix. That's the problem. That's the thing you have to be careful of. So take off 1 point for the tense. But they got the person number right. So, and they got the verb right. So we're giving them credit for getting the vocabulary right and getting the person number right, but they didn't get the tense right. Okay. Number five, he was leading. Should be agen, eta, gamma, epsilon, nu. That's an optional nu there. So if they put it on
fine. If they left it off, fine. We'll give them credit either way. Okay, that's an imperfect again. He was leading third person singular imperfect from ago. So your alpha changes to eta because of the augment, and then you add your imperfect endings. Okay, we were having. That should be ekomen. This has got an irregular imperfect. It's the only one we had like that. And the accent on the dictionary form of that, or the form that they gave you, had a circumflex, as you recall. But it changes to an acute. Why?
Short ending.
On the short ending, you can accent the antipenult, and it's going to have to be acute because you can't have a circumflex on the antipenult. Okay. That's just for the benefit of those who are scoring the accents or watching those. Okay, so ekomen would be the form there. Irregular imperfect here from echo. That's the only one you had as an irregular imperfect. Okay, I am preaching. Keruso. The dictionary form here. First person, singular present. Indicative active. Okay, I baptized. And if there's any question on some of these forms, you're wondering if the tense may be, you know, how much credit to give, just go ahead and shoot up your hand, we'll try to take it. I baptized ebaptisa. Sigma here, because it's aorist, and it's the first aorist. We have our augment, we have the stem change, or the sigma taken care of here, and then we have our aorist ending. So this is actually a first aorist, but you didn't need to write that down, except that you know, it would show up if you tried to make it a second aorist of some sort. You'd have to invent a stem change or something. Okay. Then, any questions on that? Ebaptisa. She persuaded. Should be epesen. Now, there's no distinction between masculine and feminine in Greek verbs. There is in Hebrew, but not in Greek. So, this is just a third-person singular form. That's optional mood here. Epesa or epesen. From patho to persuade, we want an aorist form. Third person singular. Okay, so we've added our sigma on there. It was a theta, so it changed to a sigma. This was an imperfect form. If I wanted an imperfect form, third person singular, what would that look like? What would be the difference? If I wanted an imperfect form instead of an aorist form for this. Yeah, theta. Be. I just have a theta there instead of a sigma. That's the only difference there would be. Because as it turns out, the third person singular for the aorist endings, which are basically alpha type, and for the imperfect ending, is the same ending in the third person singular. So the only difference would have been a theta. Now, had I had a first person form or something like that, then there would have been a difference in the ending also. Okay, what we'll have to do here is just pass those papers to the front, and we'll pass them back again tomorrow. We'll just pick up from there. Let me see, which one did I leave off with here? I'll mark it here. Okay. We'll pick up from there tomorrow in our scoring. We'll just pass them back, and then we'll finish correcting them tomorrow.
Why isn't this a circumflex?